All right, welcome to the final part of this three-part training series on the three key components to becoming a great magician. You've had the first two, innovation and explanation. I hope you've enjoyed those. We're about to give you the final piece of the puzzle. But before we do, so that we can fully expand on this, we want to give you an exclusive little audio clip we made with Andy Gladwin, one of our personal heroes, co-founder of Vanishing Ink. I want you to listen to what Andy has to say in this a 5-minute little interview, and see if you can pick out what it is that we're going to be talking about today and the real secret to becoming a great magician. Okay, roll the clip.
I like that. And I'm interested, actually. I was going to say, I'm interested because you talked about flying back from your skiing trip, right? And I mean, our operation at the Daily Magician, without going into too many deals, is, it's because it's a startup, and it's based around basically the brand of both of us. It's a lot of work, and so we take care of customer service, take care of if there's coding problems, that's on our back. If the server crashes, it's on our back, whatever it is. And I'm sure it's probably the biggest fires come to you as well, Andy, so I'm sure you know how that feels. But I think something that I am definitely working at, and Benji's better at it than I am, is being able to detach our work schedule is I get up at 7 and I work till 6, right? And so at 6, I try and shut down. I try and, close my email out and close my brain out, but I'm not very good at it. So on the topic of us being really nice to you, this is a nice looking for advice question. But are you able to do that? Is there an answer? Are you able to shut out of work mode once work is done? Do you have any kind of methods for that?
You've come to the wrong place. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse, but there are people working for Vanishing Ink 24/7, literally, because we have people working in different time zones. There is not a minute where somebody is not working at Vanishing Ink. And that means at any point my phone will go off. I have a standing rule with the team that if the website goes down or anything urgent happens, they will call me and they will wake me up. A couple of months ago, there was a customer who believed he was charged $5,000 instead of $50 in the middle of the night.
That wasn't me.
It was
probably wouldn't be having this podcast right now if it was.
it didn't happen. Just to be very clear, he was charged $50, but but the team felt it important enough to call me up and have me get out of bed and look at the problem, and that's par for the course. That's what this job is, and I love it. I'll be honest. Walking back to bed that night after fixing that, there was a little smile on my face.
Great.
We have a customer who came to us who was deeply unhappy, who left 20 minutes later extremely happy that, it's just a misunderstanding, whatever, we don't need to go into the details. But that's just part of the job. So I love it. And let's remember, I was a young magician desperate to meet the best magicians of the world, and now here I am every day. If you'd see my inbox, if I'd have shown my 11-year-old self my inbox right now, he would have fainted. And so that's I love doing this thing, and I sorry, I don't take breaks after wrong person's told you. I'm not a good example. I'm not a role model in any way.
Well, maybe we shouldn't phrase it in terms of a macro thing, but in terms of the micro moments, because I'm assuming you do have some semblance of a life, right?
Nice.
Maybe that came out
quarter wrong. Old. Now he's saying doesn't have a life. Good job.
No. I mean,
you guys hate me.
when you sit down to have dinner, even then, is in the micro moments, if you've had a really, vanishing is just like you're saying, there's customers, there's problems, there's fires. Because for me, for example, my problem is I like feeling self-discipline, saying I like to go after and being in control of myself. And so when the business is having a bad day, I don't want that necessarily to translate to me in myself having a bad day, because then suddenly I've yielded my control over myself to the business, which is out of my control.
Yeah.
So perhaps maybe that's a better way of phrasing it, because you can still be busy with it whilst not internally moved and controlled by it.
So let me break it down, because I'm breaking down my own thoughts. I've never been asked this question before, and so bear with me as this probably goes all over the place. But first of all, I have a son, I have a wife, I have a family, and that's very important to me. So yeah, I do make time outside of work for them. You know, my son came home from school 3:30 today. We spent an hour together. We played. You know, like that's very important. So it's actually quite common for when I do interviews or at magic conventions for people to joke like, "When do you ever see your family?" Like, well, you know, we might joke, but it's important to me, and I do, and I make time. So
I'm sorry to fall into the cliche.
No, I don't think you did actually. So that's for sure. There is time away from work. But here's the problem. I am obsessed with Vanishing Ink. I am obsessed with the other projects that I work on. Josh and I have a few other kind of things bubbling away. I am obsessed with magic. So even when I take time away, so for example, if I go for a run or I go to the gym or go for a swim, I often am trying to do those, if I'm honest, to kind of numb my mind from all of these things to take a break. But actually, I'm normally thinking about a new trick, or I'm normally thinking about a new idea for Vanishing Ink. So I can't help it. And I really am in no way a role model. It's you're not a hero if you work a lot of hours. I'm the boss who truly, I had to make a phone call today to one of our employees to say, go to sleep, go home. He's like working crazy out, like go home. Go to sleep. I do not want you in our warehouse anymore. You have to rest. And of course he wouldn't. So I threatened to turn the alarm on in the warehouse because I know the importance of relaxing and sleeping away from work. I don't lead by example, sadly.
Carry on. I'll make a note of this question.
But I think the most important thing is to say that you're not a hero. If you were, I don't expect my team to work the hours that I do. I hate this thing that in companies you tend to have the thing of be the guy who's there before your boss gets in and leaves after your boss. Like, I do not want that. I insist that doesn't happen with the team. So I can't stop working because I love it. But I count also working as practicing magic and that kind of thing. That's my downtime, really.
Okay. Hopefully by now you've just finished listening to Andy talk. Now, do you want to hear what the secret is? Hopefully you've picked up on it by now.
Yeah.
The secret is just sheer, absolute, single-minded determination. That's what it's all about.
Right.
That's the final piece of the puzzle. We've got innovation, explanation. I always keep saying exploration. I guess it rhymes better. Innovation, explanation, determination. Right. Yeah, you can have the other two, but you really... This is the one that... The other two...
All together, right?
Yeah, this is the one that just... It's the glue. It is the glue, exactly. Because the other ones you do, and they're like events, this is what you do every single day. You know, determination is you take those other two, the innovation and the explanation, and then you just keep on going at it until you're good at them. Mm-hmm. And that's where the determination kicks in. It's like the thing that enables those other two. And so when you were listening to Andy talk then, it's a very interesting dynamic because he talks a little bit in the interview about how he doesn't... He doesn't necessarily encourage that kind of culture of, you know, grind, grind, grind till I drop type thing. But if you notice, that's pretty much what he does. And so I think that's really interesting. And I think the key distinction, though, is that he is absolutely in love with magic. And he's in love with Vanishing. And he's in love with building the brand and becoming a great magician. And so that's the component. And that's the prerequisite to properly understanding, internalizing, and practicing this secret. Is that you have to be passionate. And then you have the innovation, you have the explanation. And then based on your kind of passion for all of it, you have the determination to just see it through and keep on going after it. And be willing to wake up at 3 a.m. and answer an angry customer. Because when Andy was talking about that, I don't know about you, but I was like, bro, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. You know?
Yeah, it's interesting because we were just talking to Stephen Bridges, and I think what we were talking about links quite handily into this, which is I gave a definition for integrity by Gordon B. Hinckley, which is, and this is not word for word, but it's something that I've kind of just carried mentally, which is to be able to continue with something after the emotion has faded. And I'll say that again, to be able to continue with something after the emotion has faded. And so it's a really, for instance, I'm sure Andy would tell us, you know, he's really passionate about Vanishing, but there's some days where it becomes a business. You know, it's the same for me, Benji and I. You know, we love The Daily Magician, but there's some days that it feels like
a good point,
right? And so we have that passion, we have that fire, and we continue to have that fire. But at some point, you have to be willing to accept. And it's the same with, mm-hmm. for instance, there's that moment where you're like, okay, I'm going to learn a new sleight, or I'm going to learn a new magic trick, right? And you're really mm-hmm. excited. And then you get halfway through and you get stuck on one step. I don't know if this happens to you, Ben, mm-hmm. but this always happens to me. I'm like, I get stuck at this one mm-hmm. thing that I can't quite master. And it's at that point that you have to have this integrity, right? This determination that mm-hmm. we're talking about, to say, you know what? I said that I would do this, and so I will. Mm-hmm. And this is just the person that I am. And I think it's a really key thing that I think is starting to become more and more lost, not only in, you know, in the world, but also in magic, in the fact that we can pick up different downloads. You know, we can get halfway through mm-hmm. a Danny Daugherty's explanation and yeah, just yeah. say, it's fine. I'll just buy another one of his downloads and it's I'll such a get commodity that same hit. That, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, exactly. It's such a commodity that you often, it's like you're saying, the integrity to proceed with an action after the initial emotion of it is faded. It's just such a key, because mm-hmm. I think, you know, one of Andy's heroes that he talked about on the podcast with us, who we have in common, is Gary Vee. And Gary Vee has a saying which we often like to kind of quote internally at the Daily Magician, which is macro patience, micro speed. So macro patience, micro speed, which is, you know, having the patience to play the long game, but in each individual moment, you're going after it and you're going hard right. and you're going fast. And I think it's a similar thing of Andy. If I sort of adapt that, which hopefully he'd approve of, being a Gary Vee fan. So he has this kind of macro passion, micro discipline. So he's hugely passionate about magic. We're hugely passionate about magic. But you're not going to be hugely passionate every single morning you wake up. That's just not, like, we're human. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But he has, so his macro, his overarching thing is he is super passionate about magic. But his micro is that he is super disciplined. And, you know, he's an executive. He's a businessman. He knows he gets up and he has to go to work. And so that's what I think is the fascinating dynamic. I'm glad you called that out, because I think we really have to clarify that. It's not about, and we talked about this before, it's not about being motivated. It's not just about the passion. It's like, okay, I'm so passionate. Great. I'm gonna wake up and I'm going to work on this because I'm passionate about it. No, that's not how it works. The passion is the macro thing. You set the passion at the start. You say, okay, what am I passionate about? That's what I'm passionate about. Okay, great. Let's just lock that in. I know I'm passionate about that. That's going to last for a long time. Now let's get down to work. Let's get disciplined. Okay, here are the rules. Every day I'm going to do this much practice. You know, every day from this time right. to this time, this is my time. Like, I'm not going to let somebody else steal the time. This is my time. Like, if I'm going to practice magic, it's going to be during this time. And that is just going to happen, whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, whether there's a hurricane, I don't know, whatever.
Definitely.
Although, please don't take that as legal advice. I don't want to get in any trouble. but you know what I mean? It's like you have that,
in fact,
that macro
I am in the middle of a snowstorm right now, so thank you for that reminder.
You have the macro passion, right. The overarching thing is your passion. But on the micro level, like Andy, you just have to have the discipline. And that's where the determination as well comes in. Determination, discipline, it's all very, very closely interlinked, which is that
mm-hmm.
it's just about showing up, man. Like every day, whether you want to or not, as long as you know that you are macro passionate about it, because, you know, you don't want to climb the ladder if it's leaned against the wrong wall. So as long as before you mm-hmm. start doing all this, you question yourself, is this really what I want to do? If you agree with yourself that, yes, I am passionate about this, this is what I want to do, great, you've made that decision. You can sort of put a little cap on that and think, okay, that's in the back of my head. I am macro passionate about this, like Andy is. But now we got to get to grips and we got to go into the real world and we got to go to work, right? Where every day we're going to set ourselves rules. We're going to say, look, the first hour of the day is mine and I'm going to use it to practice magic. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm going to read deep work. I'm going to do what it says. and more than now, if you have more time. If not, just get up earlier, man. Like, I don't know what else to say, you know? If you want more time, make yourself more time. Like,
dude, if you mm-hmm. actually, Benji, I need to send these over to mm-hmm. you, because I don't think you've ever listened to them, but I think you would get mm-hmm. hyped out of your mind. Arnold Schwarzenegger has some like insane like motivational speeches, but like, honestly, like, you laugh, but like, okay, so like, and it is one of those things where it's like, oh, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but dude, like, literally this guy was working construction during the day, right? And like, I've worked construction and it's rough, like your body is wrecked, okay? He's working construction during the day, then spending 4 hours in the gym, and then taking a 12 o'clock at night acting class every day, going to bed at 2 a.m., getting up at, and then getting up like in like, or I think it was like going to bed at like what, like 12 and getting up at 6 every day, and then going back out to construction, hitting the gym. And like, it's, he's like, he has this thing where basically he's like, like, I can hear you saying, I'm not going to try and do his accent, but he's like, you know, in Arnie's voice, get to the chopper. He's like, you know, like, I can hear you saying, like, you need more than, and again, by the way, this is not for everyone. I personally am not good at, like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You have to find it for yourself, right?
Or you have to just find what that passion is. If it's not magic and you're not willing to dedicate that kind of intensity to it, that's fine, you know?
Yeah.
If it's not for you, it's not for you. Just, it could be something else. It could be anything else. Like, I think, and it doesn't even have to be permanent, right? I'm not saying, like, all my life it's going to be this. Like, right now it's magic. Yeah. And maybe this sort of, like, what's one step above micro? You know, like, local macro, global macro. I don't know if we get into, if that's even a term. But
yeah,
if you first decide, like, that's why it's so important to make that decision first. Because if not, you're going to be unsure. You're like, is it, why? Like, am I, if you start putting all this time in and doing all this work, this determination, it's like, but you don't make that decision first and clarify, then you're going to be questioning yourself. But if you have made that decision first, then it's like this, you know, this thing of discipline equals freedom. Like, you don't even need the motivation because you're a professional and like, you've made that decision. That's the rules. Those are the rules. You don't have to force yourself to do it via motivation. You just have to do it because that's what you have to do.
Right.
I don't know. I probably interrupted you. You were going.
No. Yeah, I was just going to say, because he basically goes on to say, like, someone in the crowd is like shaking their head because he's talking about like how he only lives on like 6 hours sleep every day. Mm-hmm. And he's basically just like, if you like can't do it, then like that's your loss. But like, I know that I can and like you can do it. And like, you have to listen to his actual, I'll send it over to you, Bench, actually, because I can't believe you've not listened to it before. It's pretty sick. But I don't know. It's, and again, by the way, we're not advocating right now that, oh, okay, like, I have to get up at like, I only have to have 6 hours sleep for the rest of my life. Like, that's how you get good at magic. No, like, that's not what we're saying. we pick these as examples of places in your life where you can decide to have this determination, right? Maybe your problem is that you sleep in. Like, I think that's been a problem for Benji and I, and we've both been working on it constantly. Like, we realize that that's an issue that we have, and we try and work on it, right?
Macro patience, macro speed, man.
Exactly. Like, and it's been slow moving, like, for both of us to move into this, into a schedule. Like, opening up on a personal level, we always wanted to be in a really good schedule, and even this week we've had a hard time doing it, right? But we try so hard to stop work at 6, go to bed early, and get up at 6:30, because it's something that both of us just feel great when we do. And we fail constantly, but we do have that integrity that is what we want to do, and we're going to constantly strive for it.
Yeah, because I think often the mistake you make, like you were saying earlier, like the integrity being, you know, I can't remember exactly the definition we were talking about, but, you know, proceeding with the action even after the emotion has faded. Often when it comes to this kind of thing, like, you know, whatever, like, I'm going to wake up early, you know, you get so hyped. Like, last year, I read Deep Work, and I got so hyped.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm going to do so much Deep Work. I started getting up at, like, 4:30 in the morning, just purely on, like, adrenaline. Like, I'd wake up, and I'd have that, like, adrenaline surging through me, like, bro, it's 4:30, I'm going to work. I'm, like, I'm going to work, bro. I'm, like, I'm smashing it. I'm grinding. Pure kind of, like, adrenaline. Over time, that becomes pretty hard. And so the way that I've slowly come to approach it is that, again, it's like, it has to be seen on a macro level. And it's like, doing it, it's often, I talk as well about the Stockdale paradox, you know, which is confronting the brutal facts of the reality whilst they're having the optimism and the eventual, and faith in the eventual outcome that you desire. And so it's like, you have to confront the facts in that, okay, what I'm doing now is not going to work. Like, you know, going to bed at 1 in the morning and relying on pure motivation and adrenaline to get me out of bed in the morning, that's not going to work. There has to be discipline. And then that's, again, where this idea comes in of the discipline equaling the freedom. Because if you have the discipline to actually be going to bed early, then it's kind of freeing because you don't have to motivate yourself as much in the morning. And another facet of this is like, and maybe we're going too much off on a tangent. I don't really mind, to be honest, because I think it's useful stuff. Methodology in my head that has worked really well for me in terms of getting up earlier so I have more time to work on this stuff that I'm passionate about is I have this kind of unwritten rule, although maybe I should write it down in my head, that I want to be the kind of person that never hits snooze on an alarm. Because I just feel like the worst when I hit snooze. It's not even fun. Like, you feel like a slave to your own body. And so in my head, I decided, look, I want to be the kind of person that never hits snooze. And so when in the morning when I get up and I'm so just dead and tired, or I've been up late working the night before, whatever, I turn the alarm off and I'm like, I have two choices now. I can go back to bed, I can kind of hit snooze, or I can stay up. And man, I wish I could go back to bed pretty much every morning. But just because in my head, I have that little rule where like, I want to be the kind of person that never hits snooze. Mm-hmm. I hold myself to that rule. And again, it's like it's not even requiring a huge amount of motivation. It's almost like somebody else is forcing me to do it. You know, it's like when you're a kid and your dad is dragging you up for school in the morning and you're like kicking and fighting and it hurts. But the motivation is not coming from within you in a way. It's more like those are just the rules, okay? And you've agreed to live by those rules. And so those rules are the thing that are going to hold you accountable. And you don't really need that kind of motivation. And that has been a really huge quantum leap forward for me. Anyway, maybe we should get back to magic. I'm hoping this is useful for people listening because it is applicable to anything. But it's just about, man, like just the consistency, you know, the determination. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I know we're making this sound intense. It doesn't have to be intense. It just has to be consistent, you know. And someone like Andy is intense. And that's great. And that's worked for him. And that's probably why he is where he is, because he's intense. But it's not... It's sufficient, but not necessary, you know? So the key, more than anything, is you can build the intensity, but you can't build the intensity unless you're doing the action, you know?
Right.
So like, as long as you're practicing magic each day, or as long as you're doing something that moves you closer to the goal that you're going for each day, that's the key. Over time, once you have that habit, you can work on stacking that habit, making it longer, more intense, more duration, but you can't build on something that's not there. So the first key is just to get it there. And that's where the consistency comes in, and just doing things every single day. And maybe this is a good segue. Maybe we can make this the final thing to talk about. I'm kind of surprised that we're getting kind of personal on this one, but hopefully it's helpful for people. We have this kind of little methodology in terms of building habits. And I think it links really nicely into this kind of key component to becoming a great magician, which is determination and doing stuff every single day. And I've been doing this for about a year now. And I know Jacob started recently, and I'm actually curious to hear his progress as well, which is why I'm bringing it up. And it's the idea of private victories preceding public victories. It's an idea I first heard in Stephen Covey, the great book, Seven Habits, Highly Effective People. And it was almost, it was one of the maxims he had in there, but it wasn't like the key focus of the book. But for me, when I read it, I was like, wow, that's like, that is the one, you know? And again, it's the same as we talk about often, like event versus process, where so many people just see events, they don't see the process. It's the same thing where the private victories precede the public victories. And for me, when I read that, that was just so resonating. Like, I just thought to myself, look, if I know that I'm doing these things on a private basis, like other people don't even know I'm doing them, you know, it's like the competition doesn't know I'm doing them. Even other friends might not know I'm doing, but I know I'm doing them. And it's hard to, I'm sure this has all been a little bit all over the place, but it's hard to put that into words, how powerful that is. Just knowing that as long as you've done these certain things in private, you have won that day. Like, that's a real powerful thing, you know? And then it does just translate over time and it compounds. And then you get the public victories. But they only come about because of the private victories. Like, maybe we can get even... this is an exclusive. It won't be available forever. So let me just... say we had a recent promotion we did with a friend of ours, and it went really well, and it was quite a public event, right? And it did really well, and that was in the public eye, and for a lot of people, that's a public victory. But what they don't see is the private victory of, you know, 250 plus emails that we'd written to get to that point. You know, every single day writing hundreds of words for an email, doing that hundreds of times. Those were like private victories, because we were doing them, hardly anyone was seeing them. But then it gets to this point, suddenly we're doing stuff like this, you know? And that's where the public thing kicks in. And so just to kind of put this in a more actionable framing, the idea is that, you know, you put together a list of habits that you want to do each day related to whatever goal that you want to get to. So if it's magic, you know, you want to drill a certain slide every day. You want to read a magic book every day.
Yeah.
You want to talk to a magician friend every day. But it doesn't have to be magic. It could be anything that will even facilitate magic. So like, you want to
get work done by five podcast,
or you want to get your work done by five, whatever,
just so you can practice or whatever.
And the idea is that you put all of those on a list, and I use a whiteboard for this because I like having it on my desk. I put all those on a list and I do a little colon, so there's like a blank space next to it. And the idea is that every single day before I go to sleep, I have to tick every item on that list. I have to. Like, I cannot sleep until I've ticked every item on that list. And that's not just a way of speech.
For Americans.
Checked off, yeah. and that's not even like a figure of speech. That's, you know, I've been up at like 6 a.m, up all night thinking, bro, I just want to sleep right now. But I'm like, yeah, but you know what? Like, I haven't complimented someone, and that's on my list. So let me find a way to do that.
Let me just go wake up my mom at 3 a.m. drive over to our house, smack the door in.
Yeah, bro. Private victory, bro.
Woo!
Yeah. And then anyway, look, it's just, and then once you've got all those done, there's like a big kind of line, the word at the bottom, which is just like private victory, and there's a colon, and then you check that off. And so the whole idea is that you're not trying to think, wow, like, I'm so overwhelmed, I've got so many habits I want to do each day, like, I want to become a great magician, and the guys over at the Daily Magician are telling me it's all about determination, and innovation, explanation as well are key, but you can only unlock those if you have the determination to show up and do them each day. And so you're like, but there's so much I got to do for that. Like, let me write down all the things I got to be doing every single day. But it's like, no, you don't start the list like that. You take that list and you turn that into one habit, which is your private victory. And it's like, you don't have to remember all that. All you have to remember is, look, I got to do my private victory today. And then you think, okay, well, let me go check what's on the list. You check what's on the list. Right now, I think mine's at about 34. You do every single one of those things. And that's it. You're done for the day. But you don't have to remember each individual habit. And of course, you don't have to start with that many. You can start with less and slowly build it up. And anyway, I've talked for a while, and I'm hoping this is a... We've kind of gone really deep and personal on this one, but I think that's just because it's something I'm passionate about, and hopefully it's speaking to some people. And hey, at the least, you got some great content from Andy, so
yeah,
it was...
exactly. Maybe you're not even listening at this point, because you got all the stuff you needed. Yeah, I would say about private victories, I think it's actually a really... It's an important thing to listen to and something to note down. If you really want to do something actionable from this audio training, just write down a list of things you want to get done every day, because you'll be surprised that your body will basically just take over and do them for you. Because it knows, okay, for me to relax, I have to finish this list of stuff. And it also becomes pleasurable. I mean, the things that, private victories, I mean, they should feel like a victory, you know? It shouldn't feel like a... It's not like private tasks. It's not private... I'm just thinking of the French word, fardeau. Burdens, private burdens, you know, it's private victories. It's like, if I get these done every day, I'm going to feel freaking awesome about myself, you know? So I think it's important to note that. And something, obviously, if you're listening to this, you're passionate about magic, and magic makes you feel good, right? And so we're trying to help you become more actionably involved in your magic process, to be not just a spectator, but a player, a real player in the magic world. And so we have the methods. I'm just going to say it, you know, we think, and that's a very English thing to say, but we have the methods, like, we have, like, the training, like, we have the people, we're talking to the right people, and it's just down to you. I really think that this private victories, like I said, shouldn't feel like so much of a task, but as a success, and what we're trying to help you feel is feel great about your magic. It's not to make you feel like I'm not doing enough, but to make you feel like you can do anything that you want to.
Yeah, yeah, because it's so empowering as well when you realize it's like, when you do start to do this, you're like, well, hang on, like this is actually working, you know, and your progress and just the compound effect of improving by 1% each day or 1% each week is just going to stack up. The other thing I should point out as well, just so people don't get too scared, is like, it doesn't have to be intense, you know. The key thing is that you've done them, not that you've done them well. So, for example, one of my private victories, and I've talked about this with Jacob before when I was trying to kind of help him understand this concept and not get too intimidated, is one of mine is to go running, you know. And so most of the time I do, I go out and I run. It's thankfully there's some scenic-ish areas near where I am, I can go for a run. But some of the days, you know, it's been a busy day, you know. We've had Roberto Giobbi on for like 4 hours, and we're like, I've lost that usual time where I would have gone running. And so what can I do? And it gets to the end of the day, and I'm ready to just, you know, sign out, go to sleep. And then I consult my list. I'm like, okay, what have I done? Okay, I've done this. Oh, crap. I forgot to go running. At that point, I'm not going to just throw in the towel and think, well, you know, I missed that spot. I'm not going to be able to go out for like a 10-mile run. So that's it. I'm not going to do it. All I do is it's going to sound pathetic. I just go downstairs and I jog on the spot for like a minute, you know? And it's trivial. It's so trivial. But the fact that I remembered to do it and I made the action toward it, it's kind of like what Jacob was saying before. Integrity is, you know, following through on the, like, having, continuing in the action after the emotion has faded. And so it doesn't have to be a huge action, just as long as it is a action. And just the what that does to your brain is cannot be underestimated. Cementing in your mind that you are the kind of person that does this thing every day. And it doesn't matter if it's like a huge amount or not a huge amount. It's just the fact that you show up each day. Because over time, it will become a bigger amount as your capability increases and you can do more. But you can only get to that point if you're first doing it every day.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I really like that. Well, I don't know if you have anything else to close it up on, but
I was going to ask how it's been, because I know you've been doing it for a little while now. Maybe you can give a little progress update for the troops.
At first, it's fun actually, like, because you get to set like your private picture, like, oh, what do I want to get done every day? You know, like, what would be fun? Mm-hmm. Like, what would make me feel good about life? You know, mm-hmm. So you write all those things out, and it can be fun stuff. I mean, like, maybe it's just like, I like playing 20 minutes of video games every day, you know. Like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying, like, if that's something that you'd like to tick off.
Yeah.
I know this is completely different what we're saying, but like, I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be like, mine isn't that, right? Yeah, exactly. Mine's like kiss my wife, right? Like, or something like that. Like, it doesn't, like,
sure.
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm saying, it's a victory.
I need so much motivation to do
that. It's a victory, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, okay, yeah. And so like, I've definitely found it great. Like, I mean, I can read a few of mine out, like, but like, oh, like, I like to work out, I like to practice French, I like to read, and not like a novel, like a bit of a novel every day, like a fiction novel, practice to memorize deck, and then I have like other stuff that I like to, like, you know, I don't know, like meditate, just stuff like that. And it's crazy because like, it was kind of like, oh man, I just didn't have the time to do this stuff. And then as soon as I started doing this, I suddenly just had, and some days it doesn't happen. Some days we really, like, again, like, I just have to give it like a little nod towards it, like you were saying.
Like a token. You know?
Yeah.
Just it's like a way of paying your respect, saying like, I didn't forget you. Like, I remembered you and I still care about you. And here's a token to show that appreciation.
Yeah. And maybe that's something that we should add as well. It's like, these shouldn't, again, like, if you don't do all of them, it's okay. Like if, as long as you, like Benji said to me one time, like, as long, even if you like think about it deeply and realize it's something that you need to do, like, even that can be okay.
That in itself, yeah, has merit. Yeah.
Right. So I just think,
just the mere act of thinking about it is almost enough, you know?
Right, exactly. So I just think a lot of this, it's just, you know, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, maybe we'll try and just, we'll pretty much end this up now, because we went really all over the races there. But it's such a fascinating topic, this idea, this third component to becoming a great magician. Really great at anything. It's just determination, consistency, just showing up.
Yeah.
And it's a theme that...
And maybe to just add, like, I don't think I quite finished my point perfectly, but just, I mean, it's been great to say how far. Like, it's not been easy, but it's been, like, really, like, revolutionary and good. So, I've really enjoyed it. I think it's an easy thing to do. It should be fun. And I think you'll see a lot of success from it, not only in your personal life, but in your magic progress as well.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much it. We just try to kind of dump a whole bunch of ideas and information and our sort of own philosophies on this idea of determination for you. Because for us, it really is kind of the secret. And I know that sounds cliche, but sometimes when we bring these magicians onto the podcast and we say, okay, right, so, you know, question, you know, what's your secret? Like, how did you get so good? And they just say, well, you know, I just kind of did the work. And that's like the secret, man. And so this is just designed as a way to facilitate that and help you do the work, is just to, you know, treat it like you're a professional, have that determination, show up each day, achieve those private victories, and maybe you'll be running Vanishing Ink alongside Andy one day, who knows. All right, I think we're, unless Jacob has anything final to say, I'm gonna end this recording here. Let us know if you enjoyed this. We will be back tomorrow with some exciting news announcement. We're trying to think of ways to incorporate these three components: innovation, explanation, and determination. And how do we find the magicians that we think exemplify those qualities? And can we build a group of those magicians and you know, like-minded people where we can talk about this kind of stuff? And I'm really excited to build that community. And we'll have some ideas on that over the next couple of days. We'll be sending that to you. But for now, that'll be the end of this one. I hope you enjoyed the interview of Andy Gladwin. We're very grateful to him for coming on and letting us use that. It was great to speak to him. And all of you, thank you for listening. Thank you for being our readers and supporting us as we do this. Look forward to it, man. Looking forward to it. It's going to be good. All right. Peace.